This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 after the hour. Time for our talk radio review for this week, the week of June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. So you're listening to this program as we enter or go through the weekend. This is a review of the top 10 stories and the people list as published by Talkers Magazine. They do their research every week, and you can find this list published at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, pretty much everything talk and related to the talk industry, the news talk business. At the helm here, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll do our commentary and work our way up through the list from number 10 to number 1. The dust cloud that I have talked about, I don't know if anybody else has heard the conversation about this or you really know what's going on, but there was a huge dust storm that got started in the Sahara. And one person told me, ladies, that this is how the Earth changes its appearance. These sorts of things, you're looking back on the history, our planet is almost 5 billion years old. And so there have been, over the course of 5 billion years, many different things that have shaped this rock. And one of them has been the climate change and where the position of deserts. For example, most of North America used to be a desert. Back a couple of billion years ago, and the South America and Africa didn't even exist. So as time changes, climate changes, realities of where the desert, whatever, all this stuff changes. As a matter of fact, Europe used to be a desert too at one point in time. So this dust cloud has grabbed onto, or maybe better put, the jet stream is doing a reverse, almost kind of the way the planets are in retrograde. So all this dust that was in the desert has been captured and is moving across the Atlantic, and probably by the first of the week, looks like the environment in all the southeastern states, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, across to even into Louisiana, going to be covered by this film, this dust that's basically sand from the desert. And it is that it's using the same trail as the hurricanes do. You know, they all start in the way over on the African side of the Atlantic, and they travel across.
Carried in the atmosphere, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. So look for that. Number 9.
Can't wait for a gigantic dust cloud.
Dust storm, yeah.
Whoopee! It's been an easy year so far, so why not?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, all those people that are partying at the beaches in Florida without masks on and without paying attention to what is really going on, who knows? They probably won't even pay. They won't even know they got hit by this dust, as it were. Number 9, the House Judiciary hearings. I must admit that I don't really understand all
of
this.
Did you see this?
Back and forth. I've seen a lot of hoopla about it, but who's zooming who here?
The House Judiciary hearing that happened this week was chaotic. First of all, it was in the Judiciary Committee, which is the committee that handled the impeachment. So it's kind of a redo if you missed your favorite cast of characters from the impeachment hearing. They're all back, Jerry Nadler and Doug Collins, sure. Louis Gohmert. So what happened is there was a whistleblower who's a former deputy attorney general at the Justice Department. He contends that Roger Stone and Michael Flynn got an easier time of it because of their connection with Trump. And so, of course, when Democrats heard this, they wanted to have a hearing. So they had this guy come in, and he started his testimony, and apparently he was allowed to just go as long as he wanted. They weren't following the parliamentary rules of 5 minutes or however long it was supposed to be. So then Republicans take issue with it, and Louis Gohmert starts hitting something. I mean, it was like this. Throughout the guy's whole testimony, he's tapping, tap, 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 tap as the guy's talking. And so finally, then Jerry Nadler addresses it, and then Doug Collins gets in on the mix, and he starts yelling about how you can't just have a hearing without parliamentary procedure, and the Sergeant of Arms was called in. It was very, very chaotic. I don't know. It was crazy to watch. It was actually kind of funny. And to answer the question about whether or not Michael Flynn or Roger Stone received preferential treatment, I think it's difficult to make that case, and I'm not a lawyer, but, I mean, they used amphibious vehicles and, like, frogmen to go into Roger Stone's home and drag him out of the house while CNN cameras were watching all of this. He would have turned himself in. He wasn't a flight risk. I don't know that he was gone, that people went easy on him. With Michael, and he's going to jail, by the way. And with Michael Flynn, he has $6 million in legal fees. His reputation has been totally ruined. His family was totally pressured. He lost everything. So to suggest that they somehow they got an easy pass, I don't know. Part two of number nine on the list are the Flynn charges, of course, which should have been dismissed. The judge in the case has not done that yet, but D.C. District Court of Appeals rule 2-1 that Judge Emmett Sullivan needs to drop the charges against Michael Flynn.
Number eight, the relationship we have with China. I must say I'm concerned or confused about where we are. I don't see any real activity here at trying to bring our businesses back to America, incentivizing companies and people. We'll have to have some business relationship for sure.
Actually, there was a development in this that didn't get very much reported.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, the Pentagon this week actually released a list of the 20 companies that are aiding the Chinese military. So they went through and some of the American companies here that are helping prop up.
You have the list? I'd love to see the list.
Yeah, I can send it to you. Huawei is on the list, by the way,
and of course.
That's the communications company.
Yeah.
But I think this is really important, and actually, as a lot of people are saying, long overdue in trying to figure out what American businesses are propping up some of these Chinese military companies. So, yeah. I can send you the list for sure.
Yep, I want to see the list.
But
I want to go through it.
To speak to what you were talking about, Doug, with moving stuff out of China, a lot of European companies, because, you know, I follow a lot of tech news,
yep.
A lot of European companies have already begun the infrastructure of yanking stuff, business out of China. They're moving to Vietnam. They're moving to parts of East Asia, the Philippines, and I think that's kind of going to be the trend that, and I don't know about American companies yet, I don't know that the incentive is going to be to come back to America because it is so much more expensive here, but I do think we will probably follow suit and follow a lot of the EU countries and maybe move businesses to, we have a good relationship with Vietnam. A decent relationship with the Philippines.
Yes.
So I think that's probably where we'll
Laos,
see our business
Cambodia,
going.
Yeah. All those from the war days in the 60s. We've rebuilt the countries anyway, so we might as well. And they have actually good feelings for Americans now. After we destroyed their countries, then we go back in and build them up. And they have good. It's pretty much the same thing that happened with, if you look at Japan, after World War II, we rebuilt their country. And now we have pretty good relationships, for the most part, with them.
Yeah.
I don't see the relationship with China getting better, frankly. I don't, especially with the current leadership. And if you believe what you read, the people that are underneath this guy are worse than he is. So you gotta wonder what is the world gonna be like, with even more, strictness. The people in China are getting very restless. That you hear from any number of sources. They just don't like what's going on. And when the unemployment rates go up over there, as they have here, they'll really start to get restless. So they have their own problems for sure over there. The psychology of the number seven, Michael keeps putting psychology in there. The psychology of, I take it to mean, and you can take it any way you want to, how our psychology is being changed by the fear in the news media. The fear-based thinking, the fear-based stories, everything is bad, the world's coming to an end. I think
that what he means?
Itself. I don't know
because
what he means.
Because the psychology stories that I've seen are studies on the psychology of isolation, people feeling lonely, people feeling disconnected from families. Like, that's the psychology, there's a new study every day that I come across.
I understand that. I feel a little depressed myself being separated from my family. I don't really feel Like, although I'm sort of making my plans for a couple of months from now, I was going to go, and then I decided not to go to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And that's I get that. I think.
But you know, a new study that I literally just read 2 days ago said that after they polled people in who are isolated, single, older people, that they expected the rates of isolation and depression to be really high, and actually it turns out it was surprisingly low because of technology, because of these grandparents and parents who are living alone, FaceTime, Zoom. They said that they actually had more interaction with seeing their kids on screen and friends and doing social Zooms and things like that, that they actually felt like they were even more connected than ever, even though nothing can replace being physically in the presence of your loved ones. But for the most part, they actually found that that psychology study was kind of surprising, which is good news, because the last thing we need are, you know, depressed old people who are feeling isolated.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number six here is the current status of education in our country. People are beginning to realize that, as with the police, there needs to be a revamping pretty much ago. I think parents now have gotten closer to what really is going on in school, and a lot of parents don't like the educational, the priorities, if you will, the way things are being taught, what's being taught, parents becoming aware of what isn't being taught, and that's part of this situation here. Kids just aren't learning. They aren't learning when they're in school. They aren't learning now with the tutorials and all of the technology. And so a lot of people feel the same about education. And I started that, talking about, you want to rework the police, rework all public service presidents. You're paying for it, so rework it. So I don't know what you ladies have heard about the educational situation, but
My friends who are teachers are, you know, obviously they're frustrated because there are certain kids who need extra attention, and so the upside from what they've said is that kids who want to move a little faster are actually they're able to do that because they're working on their own time frame at home, and so that's been good for those kids who aren't feeling like they have to sit and go slower because other kids in the class don't really understand the material. Now, on the other hand, the kids who don't understand the material that well need a lot more attention.
In the dust.
The gap. Now, this is not even a socioeconomic gap. This is just within the same classroom of the same school. But when you really look at, like, the socioeconomic dearth that has been created by this distance learning, the kids with money and the kids with schools that have money are really progressing well. And on the other end, kids from struggling public schools who maybe don't have, you know, have spotty internet service at home, don't have a parent who can help them with the homework, those kids are falling really far behind.
Yep. Something that has to be examined. Up next, a focus on the economy at number 5 on our story list from Talkers Magazine this week on the Countdown Review.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Unfortunately, we don't have a place for the Tiger. What's the name of that show?
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King. The ladies are talking about that.
Should be number one trending on this list forever.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, right. All right, we are going through the trending stories, the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, list printed every week at talkers.com. We've gone from number 10 to number 6. Number 5 is the economy. What, 40 million people are out of work? Unemployment rate is over 14%. Do either of you know someone who was unemployed because of the virus and now has gone back to work? Or most
no,
of the people
I
you know
people
still?
I know people still, yeah, my sister-in-law was furloughed. My brother lost his job. A lot of our friends have
lost,
been furloughed.
Like it's not going to be, he doesn't have a job to go back to at some point?
It may be next year. I don't know.
Wow.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, we have a lot of friends
who work
ugly.
In the
yeah, we have a lot of friends who work in the service industry. And we just ran into, we just got takeout from one of the restaurants in the little village where we live. And we, for the first time, they have outdoor seating now available. And so, outdoor dining, I should say. And so our favorite bartender, we ran into him, and we hadn't seen him in months, so we didn't know what had happened. And his other job, besides working as a bartender, was he's a car dealer. He works at a car dealership. So mm-hmm. we know the car dealerships got shut down immediately, so both of his sources of income were completely obliterated. And so he has been working construction. He's been working on job sites for the last
good.
Couple of months to keep some money coming
job.
In.
Yeah,
so in his, you know, we were happy for him that it wasn't, you know, a total wash, but there are other friends of ours in the service industry who just, you know, they mm-hmm. just weren't able to come back yet, so it's tough.
Yeah. How about you, Jennifer? You know anybody who was on the beach and still is or has gone
you
back
know,
to work?
I really, of all my friends, I mean, I have friends who are teachers who got sent home, but they're still working. I have another friend who worked in, like, a medical office, and she got sent home and had her schedule cut to, like, 3 days a week instead of 5, but they still paid her at the same rate, so she was loving life. So
good.
I really don't know anybody who lost their job because of COVID. Most of my friends just kept working, but just working from home for the most part.
There you go. All right, number 4 this week on the countdown is a focus on the presidential race. What I want to know, whether this is fake news or real news, I saw a story suggesting that Trump told Sean Hannity this week that he expects Joe Biden is going to beat him in November.
What?
He said
he would never say that.
I'm looking at this Fox News story. For the second time this week, Trump appeared resigned to the idea that former Vice President Biden will beat him in November, telling Sean Hannity that Biden is going to be president because some people don't love me. This was done during a swing in
Jen, is this real?
Wisconsin.
I haven't heard it, but, I mean, I didn't watch the Hannity interview yet. I do have it to watch, but I haven't seen it. I don't know exactly what he said. I couldn't clarify his remarks.
I can't imagine him saying that.
One-on-one. I'm looking at this story. Fox News, one-on-one with President Trump. So,
where's the story from?
The story is from the Daily Beast.
Yeah, I would not pay too much attention to that.
So how do they get away with that then? If it's, I mean, they are quoting supposedly, how can they be that blatant if in fact it's not? They say during a town hall meeting, Trump fell back on his well-worn attack lines against the Democrats, blah, 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 blah. He talks about Joe Biden not being able to put two sentences together. I mean, that kind of stuff is pretty much typical. But he says...
Here's the thing. It's a lot closer. There's a lot of polling that's coming out right now from all different sources that show Joe Biden with pretty significant leads in not only in the national polling, but in some of the key battleground states. But there, if you look into the way that they're gathering these metrics, they're not gathering metrics from likely voters, and that's what you want to look at. The polls that you really want to pay attention to at the very bottom, when no one reads the fine print anymore, the polling of likely voters, and you want to look at the margin of error, because there are a lot of headlines that are being...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A sweeping police reform bill headed to the U.S. Senate now. After passage by the U.S. House yesterday, the Democratic measure banning police chokeholds and so-called no-knock warrants. It also sets up a national database to track police misconduct. The legislation is facing a chilly reception, though, in the Republican-led Senate, where Democrats have been blocking action through procedure on a Republican reform bill.
Our Democratic colleagues tried to say with straight faces they want the Senate to discuss police reform while they block the Senate from discussing police reform.
That's Republican leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor. The U.S. House today will vote on a bill that would make the District of Columbia the nation's 51st state. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A government watchdog report claims the CDC hurt efforts to track coronavirus infections, making it more difficult for the nation to safely reopen. The Government Accountability Office report criticizes the agency for incomplete and inconsistent data, a delay in response to the virus, and shortages in testing supplies and protective equipment. More than 122,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19 complications. Another country music group changing its name to remove what are considered controversial slavery-era references, the Dixie Chicks, have now changed their name to the Chicks. As of now, they've done so on social media and on their website. They haven't issued a formal statement, though, on this change, but they do feature a quote on their website that says they wanted to meet this moment. Lady Antebellum recently renamed themselves Lady A. Costco's free samples are back, but in a whole new way. They're now prepackaged, and they're being kept behind plexiglass shields. But they are still free, so at least 30 stores have them so far, and the retail giant is saying that it will have more coming online soon at stores across the nation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back now to the second half hour of our talk radio review for the week with the components of the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen with my comments. Jennifer Horn has hers, and Victoria Keenan also hers. We were talking about the presidential race, and I wondered whether the John Bolton book will have anything to do. That was sort of in here in the whole overall review of what's going on this week and the chaos of our review. What about the Bolton book? Who's read it, and what do we think?
I have not read it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be tough for him to get sales because I don't know who his audience is. Victoria's pointed that out many times. And I don't necessarily think it changes the election. John Bolton's book speaks to two people, the ardent supporters of President Trump who aren't going to listen to him and the Democrats who want something bad on him who are never going to vote for him. So,
right.
You know, is it going to have a huge impact on the independent voters? I don't think so.
He's going to be on the DJV program with us next Tuesday. I don't normally do with you these such strident political stuff, but I find him to be such a character, and I've been so outspoken about him. I thought, okay, let's take a shot at having him on the program and see what he sounds like, what he has to say in a few minutes. You know, it's a quick hit. Is anybody listening to this program? We have millions of people on hundreds of stations that listen to the DJV program every week. Is anybody going to be influenced? That's kind of what you just addressed, Jennifer, whether anybody's going to be influenced by listening to him to buy the book. How is it selling, by the way, to this point? It's been out for a week or so. Anybody know what the stats are?
It's Tuesday, so I don't know what the stats are yet.
No. All right. Number three on the story list this week. We're getting into the area which was number one last week and the week before. Now, this week, number three, the whole business about race relations in our country, the police reform movement. I think the pendulum has gone, if I can put my 2 cents worth in, the focus on Black Lives Matter, how that relates to our relationships, whether it be black on white or whether it's any number of different considerations for race. I think that the police reform movement is something that is long overdue, and I would encourage everybody listening to participate in this discussion. And I think, as I said, with the education situation in number six, that there needs to be complete reform there as well. One of the subtexts to race relations was the complete overcooking of the noose case in NASCAR and Bubba Wallace. That became ridiculous.
Why do you think it's ridiculous?
Because it had nothing to do with the idea.
But when you see a noose hanging and a black man is wheeling his car in, like, I don't see that.
It wasn't a noose. It was the garage door pulled down.
Well, we know that now, but it looks like a noose. You haven't seen the pictures. It looks like a noose is hanging.
I've seen pictures of garage doors.
For someone with a very small head, I don't know. Obviously, it looks disturbing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think we're so quick to jump to conclusions in this country, we forget to let facts come out. And so immediately, everybody who doesn't like stereotypes plays on a stereotype that NASCAR people are racist. And so that was what dominated the news cycle about how terrible NASCAR is and how racist they are, and oh, they like the Confederate flag, and blah, 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 blah. And so we play, the same group that calls for ending stereotypes played to a very prevalent stereotype and didn't actually do better and rise to the occasion. So that's unfortunate.
But there are truths and stereotypes. That's how they become stereotypes.
Oh, no question about that.
On all sides of the aisle. Absolutely right.
Right.
I mean, and by the way, I think we all have them. I think anybody who tells you they don't have stereotypes, they're lying to you because it's how our brain classifies things. But certainly, but here's the thing, and I'll just finish it up and be done. The fact that we are not celebrating that this was not a noose and instead a garage opener for Bubba Wallace is disgusting to me. You have people like Al Sharpton out there going, well, I don't know if I really believe it.
Right.
Well, believe it, pal. That wasn't installed to scare anybody. It was a garage door opener. I don't understand why we have to keep pushing a narrative when it's dead.
All right, so here's the part of the narrative that I think does need to be pushed. A story about an 18-year-old girl, biracial, living in Wisconsin. This assault on her now being investigated finally by police as a hate crime. She was set on fire in her car in Madison, Wisconsin. Her name is Althea Bernstein. She told authorities she was stopped at a red light when her driver's side window, she had it down. She heard somebody yell at her something that I will not repeat on the air. And the four white guys in the car sprayed a liquid on her face and her neck and then threw a lighter at her. So this kind of ignorance, I mean, it infuriates me to the point of wondering what happens to these guys. I don't even know they caught these guys. So she was able to put the fire out on herself by patting herself down. But the fact that even happened, are there people that are that ignorant in this country? Yeah. Yeah, there are. And
that's
they really make it bad for the
hate.
Rest. Yeah,
that's
it
just,
is
that's
hate.
Beyond
that's being
ignorance.
Hateful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the shock of that happening to you? If you were driving along in your car, you're sitting at a light, somebody throws lighter fluid on your body, and then they throw a match at you? Who thinks like that? Who thinks? Where did they come from?
Criminals. That's
oh, my
thought.
God.
I mean, it's not thought of a normal person.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that cranks me up. Some of the other things, listening to Al Sharpton is like watching paint dry. He's such a blowhard. Who cares what he has to say?
But
the real stuff is in these stories.
Care.
Well,
I don't dislike him.
I don't like him at all.
I know.
All right. We're all. This is opinion based.
He spews a dangerous narrative that just adds to.
I told you the story
and the violence.
Yeah. Any encounter I've had with him personally has been negative. Whereas I told you the story on the DJV show this week of the encounter I had with Jesse Jackson. And it was, I didn't have a lot of patience with him until I met him and spent some time talking to him. He's an interesting character, to be sure. And very intelligent, and he's an opportunist, don't get me wrong, but he still there's something about Al Sharpton that spews hate. Jesse Jackson, I didn't feel it. Jesse Jackson's more of a business guy. He uses this stuff to create business and wealth for himself, and he's pretty open about it in Chicago. Number two on our story list is the, within two and number one, certainly around the Chinese plague, if that's what you want to call it, the government virus, whatever, COVID, the mask debate, and whether it saves us from getting the virus. I think people who don't want to wear it say it doesn't, and people who understand that it does are wearing the mask. That's the way it boils down for me. Ladies, what about you?
Yeah, I think, my personal feeling is that I keep my mask on my wrist. If I pass somebody, I put it on. If I don't pass someone, I keep it off. Now, that is me breaking the law in California, because California has created this extensive set of circumstances where literally, even if you're sitting in a room by yourself, you have to keep it on. I don't think that's legal. I don't think it's who we are as a country. I'm not going to do that. But when I'm around other people, sure, I think that it's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do. Whether it works or not, it makes people feel better, and that's why I do it.
Okay. That's an interesting way of looking. It makes people feel better. I think it's better for you, but I do think it's the polite thing to do. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, whenever we're in public, whether we're walking the dogs or going, our anniversary was this week, and so we went out to dinner
happy
for
anniversary.
The first time. And
to the wedding I didn't get invited to, right?
Correct.
That's the anniversary.
And, So,
and you didn't get invited to the anniversary either. There's some
damn, right.
But yeah, it was our first, proper dining experience, and it was it was nice. And we, you wear the mask if you have to go inside to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then when you're sitting at your table, you can eat and you don't have to wear a mask. So it was fine. Servers were covered, and we felt safe.
I had dinner last night with a friend at a restaurant, first time I've been in a restaurant for, 3 or 4 months. And
it was the first martini I've had someone else make for me in 4 months, and
it
was
better,
delightful.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Every sip just tasted better.
You don't have to drink it through the mask either. So anyway, we walked into this restaurant, had outside dining, and it was a nice night, so it seemed like a nice thing to do. And we both walked in with a mask on, and then we sat at the table and took the mask off. And it was kind of cool.
Who is this that you walked in and sat with?
A lady who actually made the masks that we have. We have a special on my farm at easleyfarm.com. You can see a picture of the masks that were made. They're milk and cow masks, and they're special.
You
know, she's nicely attractive. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
So was this a date? Single? Your first post-quarantine date?
What has this got to do with the discussion?
This is everything. It is a date. That's good, Doug.
Well, good for you. That's good. Our single friends haven't had any dates yet, so you're ahead of the curve, yeah.
I like to think I am.
How'd the date end? Did it end well?
Speaking of the the debate...
did you get to see more of a mask?
The Center for Disease Control says that young people, this is a duh, are not naturally immune to the virus and they should be paying more attention.
Right.
This is a joke, kind of. Hello, the stats... young people are going to get it, but the whole, and maybe we'll pause for a minute here and get to the number one story. When it comes to the COVID and what people take away, what they know, what they don't know, what they feel, this is not going to kill you for the most part. Unless your immune system is completely shot, this thing is not going to kill you. But a lot of people have, and they're older folks, or very young, don't have real strong immune systems, so they don't fight this or a lot of other diseases that they could die from. So I think that's what's warped in the looking at the numbers. But I think it's just, it's kind of rude. You know, you might have it, and if you don't protect, if you don't want to protect yourself, fine. But be nice enough to protect other people from getting. It's an, at best, it's an inconvenience. You get sick for 3 or 4 days, and you don't feel. You know, it's really pretty rotten. I guess from what I've heard from people that get it, and it's really, you really feel sick for 3, 4, 5 days. Why would you want to allow some? Why would you want to help somebody get sick like that? That's, I think, what you think about. All right, more stats in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm looking at some of the outlying stories about the COVID-19, which
really
is number
so
one.
I'm really so happy that you have this big dating life now, Doug. I mean, really. What? This is good stuff.
Nothing
to
me. Stop it.
What are you talking about? It's like number one on the countdown list.
You're like a cat. You're like a man about town.
The Eiffel Tower has reopened. France is going to screen lots of people for the disease. So if you're a tourist, apparently they're not using the elevator because it's too close. So if you want to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, you have to climb the stairs.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most visited monument in the world, and they've been closed since March. So the fact that it's open is kind of an interesting thing, another reality connected to the return to whatever is normal. Who knows what that is? Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Past the hour now, time for a technical analysis of why your car is either running well or not running well. Here we have, I don't know that he's a master mechanic, but I might as well introduce him as a master mechanic. Why not? Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. Okay, so Apple has a new iPhone feature that will replace the car key. What do we think about this? I'm not sure this is a great idea. What about, do you think we, is it just us traditionalists that like car keys? I don't want the iPhone running my life, however. What about you?
Too late. I think it probably already does. The deal is this isn't actually new technology. A lot of car companies have introduced this, Lincoln, BMW, and you can really, it's quite useful, to be honest with you. You can tap the phone against the handle of your car and it unlocks it. My favorite feature of this is that you can actually give somebody the opportunity to drive your car, so you can sort of send them a text message with a code in it so they can drive your car, but you can also, and this is the beauty of this, revoke it at any time that you wish. So your son or daughter borrows the car and they miss curfew, then lock the car and don't let them come home. And I find that very entertaining. But
there you go, Dad.
It's the way things are going. It's the
everybody's favorite dad, Nick Mills, Nick Miles, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so speaking of technology, GM's OnStar is branching out beyond the car. What do you think this new smartphone app, Guardian, is that what it's called? What do you know about that?
Yeah, OnStar has been a pioneer in its, in what it's been doing for years. There has been some very useful pieces to OnStar. One of them is, the push of a button, you can immediately talk to somebody who can help you through a situation, and they can gauge how important it is. So, calling 911, you have to push some buttons, and you have to wait for an answer, and often you have to sort of press one if it really is an emergency, and then you're queued. With OnStar, you press one button, and the person sort of evaluates what's going on. interestingly enough, OneStar has been used beyond in people's cars. One of the most used features of it is people calling to report something else going on, not with themselves or the car, but they saw another accident or they saw a crime in process. Yeah. So it's, I actually think 911 would have done a good job if they'd
gone. I was going to say, an adjunct to 911, it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, a couple of lists out this week, and again, technology is on the top of the list. This is a list from J.D. Power of new vehicle dependency on technology. Is that, am I summarizing this correctly?
It's the initial quality award, which measures what people feel about their cars in the first 90 days. And this isn't really, you know, first of all, it's some really interesting stuff here. For the first time in history, an American brand was number one. Dodge and Kia are joint number one position. I talked to Tim Kuniskis, the president of Dodge, about this yesterday. The guy is just over the moon. They've worked so hard to get this brand up and at the top of the list. So that's really big. There's interesting things about this survey. Any car laden with technology actually was in the bottom half of the list because people are having a harder time using it. And, you know, Mercedes at the bottom of the list again, which is very surprising.
I don't even see Range Rover on the list.
Yeah, the very, very last. The very last.
All right. I know how to pick them.
Yeah. Tesla was actually has 2.5 complaints for every vehicle that's made.
Oh my God.
And this may be because of the technology laden. You look at all the people at the bottom are high-tech companies, Audi, Land Rover, Volvo, Mercedes, because people have a hard time using the technology. The simpler technologies and all American brands fared really, really well in this survey.
Yeah. Land Rover last. There you go. Look at all those complaints. So there's another list that came out this week of the vehicles that have the most parts made in America. I thought this was pretty interesting. The Ford Ranger was number one, having more parts as it's assembled here. But when they say assembled, you got to be careful because there are a lot of parts that are made in China and elsewhere. Number two on the list is the Jeep Cherokee, and Tesla is number three. Yeah. I thought that was also kind of interesting. What about you?
Yeah, this is an interesting list always to look at, but a lot of the times, things like the screens, and the bigger the screen is, the more likely it is to come from China. And the reason for that is because they're just so much cheaper in the big screens in China, and so it makes more financial sense to do that. I think one of the things you also need to look at is a lot of vehicles are being assembled, a lot. If you get a list and look at the most made in America.
I'm just looking at the list here. The GM cars made, there's two plants in China for the Buick?
In fact, the best play in that J.D. Power initial quality study, the vehicle that got the best, the factory that got the best award was in China for the best made vehicles.
All right. Well, thanks for that note.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.